بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya that we did not send you except for as a mercy, as a rahmah to the world. And this is an ayah that, you know, any believer who believes in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, brings them great happiness every time they hear it. And it says that Allah Ta'ala didn't send His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam except for as a mercy to the worlds. As a mercy to the worlds means what? A mercy to all of His creation. As a mercy to all of His creation, Jalla wa Ala. The one event, cosmic event, that is most feared in the creation of Allah Ta'ala is the Yawm Al-Qiyamah. There is no created thing from the creation of Allah Ta'ala that will survive the Qiyamah unaffected. It's a cause of dread and fright for everyone and everything, for the animals, for the angels, for the inanimate objects. It comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? In interpretation of the verses of the Quran, in the interpretation of the verses of the Quran, Surah An-Nazi'ah, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ. The day that the earthquake will quake, تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ, and there's another one which will come with it, that the angel will blow into the horn and it will destroy everything. And then for some length of time, everything will remain destroyed other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything from His khalq, from His creation, will be out of existence except for Allah Himself, Jalla wa Ala. Then Allah will give life to that angel to blow in the horn. And that's the radifa, that's the one that rides on top of the other. That it will blow in the horn again once and everything will come back to life. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming to this world is an event of alami importance, and it's an event of alami rahma, of mercy that is transcends all the different worlds of creation. And as much as it's what? It's like the snooze button being hit on this dunya and on this creation. The snooze button, when you wake up, you're sleeping, you're enjoying your sleep, and then that alarm, it's such a just a painful thing. Well, it was right on top of the the creation, and Allah Ta'ala sent this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it gave everyone and everything ease again, and it gave happiness again until that appointed time comes. And He's a rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us, first because of what? First because of nothing else except for the najat that we'll have yawm al-qiyamah. It's very important to understand. The primary message of Islam, the primary goal of Islam, is that every one of us should receive salvation on the Day of Judgment. What happens in terms of which type of government you have, what happens in terms of whether you say Ameen out loud or not, what happens in terms of whether you're a sinner or you're a good person, or what country you're from, or any of these other things. All these other things are important. I'm not saying that they're not important. But the most important thing is what is your najat. And He's a rahmah for all of us because of that. Afterward, whatever civilizational benefits Islam gives to all of us, we accept those and we appreciate those. But Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a mercy for the creation. He's a mercy for the believers. He's even a mercy for the non-believers. A person who dies on kufr, that person, yawm al-qiyamah, when they go to Allah Ta'ala, they're not going to have a good end. But while they're here in this dunya, there's nobody except for the mercy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will touch them. I mean, simple things. Muslims were people who were concerned with cleanliness. The first cities that had running water in all the houses of the city in Europe were what? They're the Andalusian cities. They're the cities that the Muslims lived in. The first people to abolish the feudal system, right? The feudal system is what? That everyone who's not nobility, if you're not part of the clergy, you're not part of the cleric in the church, and you're not nobility, meaning somehow related to the king, everybody was essentially a serf or a slave. under the system. They had no rights whatsoever. The first lands in Europe that the system of servitude and the system of serfdom was abolished in were what? They're Andalusia and Sicily that came under the Muslim control and suzerainty. Everything from having a dictionary to simple things like women having rights to inherit and having being treated like human beings. The idea that all races are equal, all of these things, they originate with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you think it's an exaggeration, we don't have time to cover them in detail. I'll give you the details about it. But these are all mercies that Allah ta'ala gave to this dunya from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nobody except for that mercy will touch them whether they accept the message or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who bask in the prophetic mercy of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us people of salvation that get najat, that get the full share of that mercy in this world and the hereafter. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.